Which country produces 66% of solar panels? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. China is dominating the development of low-carbon energy technologies. So what does that mean for decarbonization of our atmosphere? Jonas Nahm is an assistant professor of energy, resources, and environment at Johns Hopkins University. He joins me today via Skype. Hi, Jonas.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Low-carbon energy technologies, what are they?
They are technologies to reduce emissions in other sectors, so electric vehicles, solar, wind, nuclear.
So this number jumped right out at me. Since 2001, China then produced 1% of the world's solar panels. Today, they produce 66%. How far is China ahead of the world on low-carbon energy tech?
China is really dominating the manufacturing of these technologies pretty much across the board. I mean, the solar number is so impressive, but it's also, you know, hiding in some ways the story that China really innovated the mass production of these technologies. In 2001, there wasn't really a global solar industry that was able to make solar panels at the price and the quality that we see today, and not at the volume either.
So China has made this massive investment. How can other countries benefit from that leadership?
We need to reduce carbon emissions very quickly if we have any hope of meeting the Paris targets. And so China can help us meet these goals, and we won't be able to do it without them.
What are the risks and opportunities for the U.S. given these rapid advances by China?
The United States historically has been one of the biggest investors in research and development in these industries. And so many of these technologies originally came from here. What we don't have in the U.S. are the skills to make them. And so China is an excellent partner to bring these technologies to market. Some of the risks are that China might run away with some of these technologies. I think that has been a problem in some sectors in China, but not so much in clean energy technologies.
When we think about China, we sometimes hear in the news about unfair labor practices. How should the U.S. government approach these issues with regard to low-carbon energy technologies?
What the relationship in the past with China in this space has allowed us to do, especially under the Obama administration, was to address more complicated questions in other sectors. So we could have used or could currently use a good relationship on climate with China to open doors on other issues. And because of conflicts with China at the moment, we're not really utilizing that.
What about the trade situation? How does that factor in your eyes into solving the climate problem?
Well, the trade situation right now is not looking great, and it's certainly not looking great from a climate perspective. If we are not buying Chinese solar panels or wind turbine components or batteries, these technologies are going to be more expensive here, which is going to make it harder for American consumers or American utilities to decarbonize. On the Chinese side, the unsettled trade relationships are causing problems in the economy domestically. And so China is also being more cautious about investing in new kinds of technologies. And the latest plans from the Chinese central government show that there might be a possibility that China is shifting back to coal because it's worried about the economy.
So what should we be watching for along this line in the next couple of years?
It'll require political change here, I think, for us to build this relationship. In the meantime, I'm hoping that, on a business-to-business level, we can see more collaboration and hopefully build more relationships that allow U.S. technologies to be commercialized with Chinese partners.
Johns Hopkins University Assistant Professor of Energy, Resources, and Environment, Jonas Nahm, thanks for joining us on Skype on ClimateCast today.
Thanks for bringing me on the show.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.